Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I have a question today, and the question is, what is your motivation to eat? That's the topic for today. Is it for health reasons? Is it to satisfy your hunger? Or is it mainly for pleasure and taste? There are people that pretty much only eat for pleasure. What about boredom? At night, are you just mindlessly putting things in your mouth and just eating? I mean, I used to have a problem with eating out of boredom, especially like peanuts. I would be just consuming because I liked that little crunch. Not that I was hungry at all. I just ate because there was not much to do. What about stress? Do you tend to relieve emotional pain, physical pain? That's a big reason to eat. What about number six, avoiding waste? Do you find that you always have to eat everything on your plate, no matter what? Even though you're completely stuffed, you have to finish your plate? So this is another reason why people will eat when they maybe shouldn't be eating. So this is what I would recommend. I'm gonna have you do an exercise, and there's gonna be a link down below in the description to then click and then upload this little exercise or document so I can summarize everyone that does this exercise and do another video and show you the results. It'll be really cool. But what it is, it's a food log. And you're gonna, through the day, log all your food, and then write down next to the food, you're gonna write down your motivation, okay? And you're gonna have some increased awareness on exactly why you're eating certain foods. So the goal is just to increase awareness. So many people are eating reactively, they're eating unconsciously, and then one day they wonder, why the heck am I fat? Okay, and they think, well, I need to exercise. No, you just need to be aware of what you're putting in your mouth. And it's not even just the sugar, the added sugar, it's all the foods that will create a sugar effect, which I mean increase the insulin, okay? So that's the combination of carbs and protein that exaggerate the spike of insulin. It's the combination of sugar and fat that exaggerate this insulin spike. So it's not even just the added sugar, it's even the large amount of protein and it's the fat in the combinations that can really get out of control. So really my goal for you is to get you to eat for the right reason, that's all. And if we look at the definition of the word food in the dictionary, it really comes from the derivation of nutrients. So if you're eating to make sure you're getting all your nutrients, that would be a very good thing. Of course, you wanna satisfy your hunger as well, and you wanna get the right fuel. And this is why we recommend something called keto and intermittent fasting. I'm gonna put a link down below if you're new to my channel, but most of you are not, and you already know about that, and you're already doing it. But this video is for those people that are not. But if you actually stick to this right here, it'll keep you out of trouble. So if you're having some challenges with your weight or your health, let's do some things to pull you out of it. Okay, number one, the first step is to increase your awareness by actually doing a log and really looking at the reason why you're really eating, okay? So do that, but I would like you to fill out the Word document and then upload it in the link in the description versus typing it in the comments because it's more difficult to go through that and summarize it. So that would be helpful for me. Okay, number two, change your motivation of why you're eating. But you know what's interesting? You can also get a lot of pleasure from foods that also get you healthy. All right, number three, make it easy to do. Make sure your environment aligns with this right here. Don't hang out in a bakery, okay? Don't surf the web on food channels. It's just in your face all the time. So really avoid certain social activities that could actually get you in trouble, like don't hang out at the bar. That could be a problem. All right, restaurants. There's a lot of restaurants that actually serve the foods that you shouldn't be eating. Stay away from those restaurants, okay? And there's also restaurants that bring massive quantities of food, and I'm talking about a lot of pasta and things that you should definitely avoid. And as a rule, just make sure you don't eat at any fast food restaurants simply because they give you chemicals that can throw off your blood sugars and create more hunger. Do not go shopping at the grocery store when you are hungry and starving for food. That's dangerous. Low blood sugars, hypoglycemia, This is an easy one if you follow healthy keto and intermittent fasting, because you won't have the hunger or the cravings anymore. But if you have a problem with this, fix it. It just makes it easier. Number four, stay in the present, okay? If you're truly in the present, the odds of you doing this are much less. And if you're having continual problems, just do more of the food log so you can really just be aware all the time. That keeps you in the present, keeps you out of trouble. We're trying to pull you out of the unconscious reactive eating and put you in control of your own eating. And the last thing is, I think a really great tool is fasting. I mean, think about the whole goal of fasting. The whole goal is not to eat. So you avoid this whole thing right here. So fasting is very therapeutic, not just physically, but mentally. It's a discipline of avoiding food, and then you will eventually eat, and then you won't eat. So it's putting you really in control of that. It's very therapeutic on many levels. All right, guys, there you have it. There's a link down in the description. Go there and actually get your food log, do the exercise, and then I'm gonna do another video and show you the results. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Daily notifications, that sounds weird. Well, I'll just remind you on a daily basis. How about that? Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.